walked past your apartment this morning. I could see you standing by the window, picking out your hair. And while I stood there, I thought to myself, that sweet chocolate lady used to be mine. And now here I stay, on the outside, looking in. Wishing and hoping for something that I'd already had. And didn't realize what I had when I had it. It was something very special. The kind of love that truly comes along just once in a lifetime. Well, I realize now that you have your own desires and aspirations in life. And I can think of a lot of things that I'd do differently if I only had the chance. What my friends would always say, told me time would soon be coming when I'd want you back to stay. Served me right to feel this heartache. Well, when I really can't be mad. I had all the love I could ever need. Didn't realize what I had, but I found out the hard way. No, 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 no. No matter what I try to do, I just can't stay away. Woman likes to know when she's appreciated. Love and trust are surely both related. And sometimes emotion has a way of hiding itself. Make you feel there's nothing left. Oh,
I can't stay away.
I just can't stay away. What I try to do. Listen, girl, I need you here with me. In this misery, with tender love and care.
And that's why I know I just can't let you, I just can't let you go nowhere. And sometimes at night, sometimes at night when I think about it, it wakes me up and then it turns me around. You tear me up inside. Think about it. I'll let you get away.
Let me see you do it now. Yay, yay. Welcome, everyone, to the G-Loop Show. Fabulous Lowrider Oldies, man. On a Sunday night, we live back. Live. Been going through a few things last couple weeks. As you all know, probably Blog Talk has been on one once again. I don't know what's going on, Blog Talk. I really don't know. I know they affected my brother Tweed Show, too, one night. So I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but they've been on one, people. It ain't been me. So just glad to say we're back tonight live. I am G Lou. I'll be joined by the Berkeley Queens in 1 second. Let me give a shout out first to you all tuning in, who tunes into this show every week. We appreciate the love and support, the continued support on our 12-year run. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group. Shout out to Jeff Kwan, gave us a scare on April 1st, Fool's Day. Said he was out of the game and had me a little choked up, and then he let me know it was April Fool's. So you got me, Jeff. Shout out to BTP Media Group. Need your productions, promotions, and all that good stuff promoted, get at btpmediagroup.com or btpmediagroup at IG. Also, shout out to the Tweed, 93.3 Tweed FMism, every Thursday night on your Blog Talk radio dial, 7 p.m. Pacific, the After Six Cruise mix goes down. Tweed Cadillac, the homie Rick, is also there. Shout out to Slick Rick, and I co-host with the homie as well. Thursday nights, be there. This Thursday, oh yeah, this Thursday, you better be there. The legendary Switch will be in the building, people, or on the premises, as Tweed would say. Thursday night, After Six Cruise Mix, 7 p.m. Pacific, Blog Talk Radio, pull up. Also, shout out to Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out her books at Google, Amazon. Dee Dee Harrison, 100, follow her as well. Check out our YouTube channel, the G Lou Show YouTube channel, man. Great content, interviews every Friday. Saturday, Hookah Lounge. Sunday night, Oldies Rule Forever. Sundays, rated number one on Sunday nights, right after we leave here. So tap in the G Lou Show YouTube channel. That being said, let me bring in one of the Berkeley Queens. Queen Jean ain't pulled up yet, but I got the legendary cousin Marcy of the Marcy's Minute live with us. Cuzzo, what it do or what it does?
Testing, testing. Can you hear me, Cuzzo? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. No, I just got disconnected. Shout out to you. Hey, to my queen cousin. She's going to pull up in a minute, I know. And listeners, good to be back.
Oh, yeah. Just pulled up.
Yeah, never mind those Blog Talk people. They just hung up on me, but I just called
right.
on back, people. You just got to call on
oh,
back.
Oh, wow. Oh, yep. Wow. They own one, I told you. But,
that's all
you know.
Right.
Good
Show's
to be back.
Going on. Hallelujah.
My goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, y'all.
OG Queen Jean on the scene.
Hey.
What's happening?
Sound like you just woke up.
We back.
I did.
Wipe the cold out your eye. Wipe that. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
It's like I jumped up.
Okay.
I was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless,
okay.
I'm here. How are you both?
Doing great.
Doing
blessed
well,
to be here and be heard.
Doing well.
Absolutely. Well, we are here. See?
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Right. So might as well make
That's
the best
right.
of it, right?
Absolutely. Make the best of it.
All right. You go ahead and get yourself woke. Woke.
Well,
wake up.
I know.
Wake up, everybody, wake up. And we'll take a quick ride. We'll just come right back in a minute, y'all. OG Sundays with the Berkeley Queens, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, G Lou.
We'll be right back. popping and jumping, man. Hollering at you, man. On the OG Sunday Lowrider Show, send nothing but love and respect to your way, man. I'm out. One love, folks.
Legendary moments right there. Seven whole days off the Queen Jean playlist. Shout out to my musical supervisor, Queen Jean, for the evening. Right. Also, I want to let people know, I told you earlier, check out our YouTube channel, the G Lou Show YouTube channel. This Tuesday night, we will, me and my co-host, DeAndre Chanel, will be interviewing the legendary A-Lon this Tuesday night. So please go subscribe to the channel. Make sure you check that out this Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific. We'll be back.
shit, man. I just want to give a shout out, I guess, to everybody, man. Thanks for tuning in, man. Respect that G-Lou show. You know what I'm saying? It's the thing that's happening right now. It's the most popular thing on the radio. So tune in, listen in, log in, call in. It don't matter. Just make sure you're in the car. And much love to you, G-Lou, for, you know, allowing me to be here and sit at this damn long table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yay. We are back. The G-Loop Show, OG Sundays, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies with Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. Queen Jean, you up yet?
Man, I'm a rock and roll gangster.
Okay. Okay.
I was about to send you a Marvin picture like, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
That's going to be a... That's going to be a great conversation on Tuesday. I recall when he was on Tweed show and I called in and had the opportunity to chat with Alon. And Alon got some good music out too, like more modern type.
Recent.
It's nice as well.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Recent. Yeah, it's nice as well. So that's going to be a great conversation with you and the Queen. So, yeah. Hey, and I want to shout out Snow as well. Snow is going to be back on the road, y'all, with Skit Towing, Transport Lockout. So when I get the information, I'll be more than sure to let you all know. So he'll be back on the road in a nice
shout out.
So yeah, shout out to the Browns.
That's what's up. The Browns. Yeah, yay. Yeah, yay. What else going on, y'all?
Not a whole lot on my end. It was just a very exhausting day. Thank God I had the opportunity to be here to experience an exhausting day, you know. And I say that because yesterday and today, it's all I was seeing on social media was R.I.P., R.I.P., R.I.P. It's like, wow. So, yeah. It's good to be here to experience the exhaustion, you know. But other than that, there's too much going on this end. I'd be glad when our weather really just be, you know what, let me just be quiet. Because I don't know if I'll be glad or not, you know, because when it gets hot, it's hot. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, when it gets hot, it's hot. Ain't no cutting
y'all
it down.
Y'all got y'all
going. Getting hot, man. You can't cut that heat down.
You can't.
You got to be humble, right, and grateful for what you get.
I told you, I'm counting down, Queen, because, look, we at April. I tell the girls, like, every couple of days, all right, you got 36 more days of sanity.
So you
clean out these air conditioners.
I know
filters.
That's right, especially out there. Especially out there. I know it gets cool.
It's scorching.
Did y'all get y'all glasses for the eclipse? Y'all gonna watch the eclipse tomorrow?
I wasn't aware.
But no, to answer your question, but yeah, it is tomorrow. It's just too much controversy behind it this year for whatever reason. It's a whole lot of controversy behind it. So I don't know if those glasses are gonna work or not with the controversy that's going on.
Moon coming too. That's I don't know if that's what it is, Queen, because it's a new moon that's coming right after. And then for the last couple of nights, we've been able to see 5 more planets than we can at night if your sky is not cloudy. So anybody out there into the stars, a telescope, you should be able to see about 5 more planets. But I'm with y'all. I don't have no glasses, and young Kennedy gonna tell me today, well, you got to be careful tomorrow. I said, Kennedy, what is it going to do? It's not going to get pitch black.
it's too
we're
going to
be okay.
It's too much being said. It's going to happen if you go outside. Look at it. It's too much being said just because it's going to be in the vicinity of your homes, the energy. It's just too much. It just be too much. And, you know, the controversy of things truly do. That's why I have really reverted to word search, y'all. Like, I don't even turn the TV on this much. But when all the Queen's Men come back on, it's going to be on. Somebody told me.
Queen.
Have you ever seen
I didn't
the
see
Queen's
the last
Men?
Couple episodes.
Oh, you need to check them out.
I don't know where I left off at, so I don't know what.
I've seen it. It was like, you watch it. I watched every episode and was watching some reruns yesterday when I was, but yeah, it's a good show. So it should be coming on soon, y'all.
I'm
going
to get him.
For those who are into it.
That's another one. I'm going to be bitching that one too. I'm going to get hip now.
Hey, that 7 days a week was sounding sweet.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was Eddie Kendrick.
Yeah,
who was
that?
The moment.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something. We only been here 35 minutes, and I learned two things already.
What's that?
That wasn't Eddie Kendricks. That was The Moment.
Oh.
And we ain't stunting no eclipse over here at the OG Sundays, okay? I learned.
The minute, what's coming up this week in the Marcy's Minute next hour.
I'm going to spare everybody, but we got some things on the table. Somebody out there laying it low and spread it wide. I'm going to tell you about her. And got
some good news.
Okay. Got some good news because she laying it low and spread it wide.
Oh,
and
some
good news in sports. I got a big shout out I want to give out to Don Staley.
Don Staley. Anybody know one that I was out earlier? Won that game tonight, the women's?
Yeah, that's
you guys
the one
aware.
Shout out.
Yes. Oh, okay. So, did the white girl win or no? They lost?
Yeah,
oh,
South Carolina won.
She said that was their match. Mm-hmm. She said she was going to meet her match tonight. Okay.
Yeah, they were trying to tell her not to be thanking and praising G.O.D., and she told them, I'm going to praise them and thank them every chance that I get.
Mm. Wow. Okay. So we're looking forward to that. Marcy's Minute, y'all, next hour, in about an hour from now. So make sure you stay tuned. 914-803-4001 is the call-in number. Got any requests, shout-outs, anything you want to spill, you can do it here. Press 1 if you want to speak. We got Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. Announcements coming up at the top of the hour as well. So you just stay put, okay? We'll be back in a flash. Off the request line, De La Soul.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me, mirror, what is wrong? Can it be my daylight clothes or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make-believe, people say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I. Just me, myself, and I. Myself and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
denied by consistent gooky eyes. People think they diss my person by stating I'm darkly packed. I know this, so I point at Q-Tip and he states
black is black.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, shovel chestnuts in my path. I keep on up twisting us so I don't get an aftermath. But if I do, I'll calmly punch them in the fourth day of July. Cause they try to mess with third degree, that's me, myself, and I. It's just me, myself, and I.
Hey now, thank you all for tapping into our number one rated OG Sunday's Fabulous Lowrider Oldie Show. 914-803-4001, press 1 to speak, or listen online at blogtalkradio.com/The G Lou Show. Hosted and produced by the amazing G Lou with the dopest hosting squad, Big Flossy, Hangsta the Gangster, and myself, Queen Jean. Feel the vibe while taking that ride with us, Ashe.
My mission's complete. Oh,
up, everybody, man? This is Big D, man. You're not tuned in to OG Sundays, you know what I mean? On the D-Loop Show, man. You know, Low Rider, you know what I'm saying? Oldie, man. I just want to give a shout-out. You know, shout-out to you, man. You know, G-Loop. Shout-out to you, man, just for, you know, putting it out there, man, just for doing real shit, man. All right? Big up to you, man. OG, you know, Sundays. G-Loop. I'm out, man.
Hey, y'all, and check this out. Don't forget to check out this Thursday night after Six Cruise Mix Tweet, Cadillac, the legendary Switch will be there, y'all. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, that switch, y'all. This Thursday night, Tweed Cadillac 93.3 Tweed FM is gonna be there. Be square and don't worry about nothing. Queen Jean is up next with the announcements for the evening. OG Sundays.
culture. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sweet Tea, and I'm chilling with the GDU show.
Listen, you're in a privileged position to learn a thing or two. Keep your mouth shut and your eyes open.
Queen Jean. Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
You know, I gotta quit muting myself out. That's what I gotta quit doing. I was like, that sounded accurate right there. That sounded like something Queen Jean would say. Be quiet. Listen. Listen up. Yeah, listen up. It is OG Sundays, the Fabulous Lowrider OG show, where we do it at. If you hear any noise, it's just G. Lou and the girls. We getting it. Period. With that being said, we miss our big brother, Deacon Hank Norman, but we can catch him every day, 7 days a week at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach at the St. Luke Holy Baptist Church. He's giving out free food, and on Mondays they have a hot breakfast, and everything is on first come, first serve basis. You can also attend Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. and get the Bible study live on Facebook every Wednesday at 12 noon. And Deacon Hank Norman be doing that as well. They really make it interesting, him and the guys that he have on the panel with him when they're doing the Bible study. They really make it interesting. It sounds like it's all the way live coming out the Bible. So check them out on Facebook at 12 noon on Wednesdays. And also the Tweed Cadillac show, as you just heard, G. Lou playing Switch. They will be there on Thursday. That's going to be off the chain. So check them out as well. He's on the air every Thursday. It's produced by Tweed and hosted with G. Lou and a brother, Rick, as the co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak, or you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93Tweed. The West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast is 10 p.m. So stay up late, East Coaster, so you can check out that Switch conversation. Founder Cynthia Nunn of SNN Angels, a free food giveaway every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. Follow SNN Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. There is a video that is posted every Friday, so you can check out just what she'll be giving out. Also, Project 43 at 6841 Crenshaw Boulevard. The website is project43la.org. Check them out as well, another nonprofit organization. And we have Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, is always accepting donations. He's out 7 days a week, early morning hours, giving out food and clothing for the homeless people. So let's not take that stuff to the Goodwill. Take it to Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo. You can follow him on IG and Facebook underneath those monikers. And also check out on IG, My Tribe Rise, always doing amazing things, serving the Altadena, Pasadena, and neighboring cities. Check them out. They are always into something positive, putting out that positive energy and peace. And their acronym is Positive Energy Activates Constant Elevations. And that is what peace stands for. So check out their website as well, mytriberise.org, and get one of those T-shirts that have that on the back of it. I wouldn't mind walking around with something like that on the back of my T-shirt so people can get a, you know, be like, that's pretty dope. Matter of fact, I do have one. So, yeah, check out that website, West of Heaven Hair Salon. Check them out as well at 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107 in Culver City. That's my girl there. So check her out. Visit the website at westofheaven.com. We went to cosmetology school together, and I see her doing amazing things.
Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, The Gourmet Banana Pudding founder and owner, Tanya Ward. Follow her on Instagram as well. For deliveries, I believe it's 805-738-5943. She has a variety of banana puddings. She's got the caramel, the strawberry, the toffee, the Oreo, and the peach. So follow her on Instagram and see her pop-up locations. And let's not forget about FD Funnel Cakes at 2807 North Dahart Avenue in the City of Compton, Tuesday through Fridays from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., closed on Mondays. They're no longer taking phone orders, so if you have that number, delete it. You can order online through DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates for pickups or delivery, and you can also stop by Payless Food Store in the City of Compton at El Segundo and Avalon and get that on aisle 7. Follow on Instagram under FD Funnel Cakes, and you can also get that at Miracle Market in Compton. We all know of Miracle Market on Wilmington and Avalon, so check that out as well. In need of travel, there's a lot of traveling going on. There's a lot of situations going on. Everybody should have a travel agent or someone you can just be like, hey, can you point me in the right direction? That would be Soul Travels, elliot.gatto.intel.travels.com. The business line is 808-769-2964. And you can also email elliadelgado@gmail. Also follow on IG, soul_travels_LLC. Poison Ink Tattoos, my man, I need to get out there to get me a tat at 6693 Downey Avenue in the City of Long Beach. And you can go see Poison, ask for Poison, and follow Mr. Poison on IG so you can see that dope work he do. You can book in advance as well at 323-639-9747 with a $50 deposit. In need of a good used automobile, The Lot Auto Sales at 538 East PCH. Also in the City of Long Beach, 562-591-5909. You can ask for Ted. His hours are Monday through Saturday from 11 to 6 p.m. and he will come out on a Sunday, but you got to make an appointment so you can dial that number. Risqué Accessories, if you're looking for a variety of custom-made shirts for a special event, that would be your queen to go to, Risqué Accessories. You can follow her on IG as well. She does the crystal jewelry, sports bracelets, as I stated, T-shirts, aprons, tote bags, whatever it is that you would want to have customized. Our recommended YouTube channel, of course, is our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show, After Hours Rule Forever, on Sundays and also Mondays. Let's Talk About It with Big D. Tuesdays, Changing the Game, as G. Lou stated, with Alon this Tuesday. And Friday night, Conversations. And on Saturday, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge. Marcy's Minute, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, Urban Realness, War Anthony, and The House of Tattoos, Writer for Light Films. Incredible Harvey Year. Shout out to Incredible Harvey Year. God bless him and his family. So those are some recommended YouTube channels, y'all. And also, always check out The Boss Queen, Kenya Ware, on IG. And shout out to our queen, Two Souls Forever. Follow her on IG, always doing her thing. And don't forget, if you get the opportunity, go check out Bosco on Peacock. I finally got a chance to watch it yesterday. Tyrese is in it, Vivica Fox, Kwame, Tyrese Fox, and also Melly Mel got a small part in there. So check that out, Bosco. That is his son. It's a true, true documentary. And any announcements that anyone would like to have, you can shout them out to me, and I'll shout them out to them. You can contact me, Jean B. Berkeley, on Facebook, or Ruby and Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show on IG. And that will conclude my announcements for Sunday. Back to you, G. Lou.
Yeah, yay. Shout out to Queen Jean with the announcement for the evening.
Shout me out.
So that was a pretty good movie, y'all. You got to see it? Bosco.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. Yeah, check it out when you get the opportunity, because I know it's been out for a minute, and like I said, I was going to watch it, but yesterday I did get the opportunity. So, yeah, check it out. Bosco.
Shout out to the
homie. He made that great escape. But when got caught, went back in there, and became his own attorney and got out. You know, it was just ridiculous, the time. But we did have the pleasure of speaking with him when Melly Mel.
Yep,
so,
yep.
Yeah. So check it out. See, that's a good thing about Blog Talk Radio. You get to have conversations with people you never thought that you would be having conversations with. So you meet people from all types of the world. Yeah. So that's the blessing
that's
about
fact.
Being a co-host on the G Lou Show, y'all.
Thank you, thank you. Shout out to Melly Mel. Shout out to Bosco. Make sure you go check that out. And like she said, also, shout out to the homie Javier. Javier is doing his thing now with the animation, and he has an animated series out right now, and I'm involved in it. I'm starring in it, too. So go check out, like she said, Incredible Javier's channel for the new animated series he has going on right now. I'm involved in as well. So shout out to him. And again, shout out to Queen Jean. Yep.
One more YouTube channel that I recommend you guys check out, that's Nay Love. She be doing some serious oldies on her YouTube channel as well. So if you just want to have a good playlist, check that out. And also, G Lou also has a good oldie playlist that be going as well. So good YouTube channels just to put music in rotation. So check them out.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep. Thank you, Queen. And also don't forget, y'all, coming up shortly, we got that minute full of Marcy in it, so y'all stay tuned for that.
I like that.
Yeah.
That minute full of Marcy in it. I couldn't have said it no better than that.
It's Kenya Moore Hair Care. Come back, y'all. Stay with us.
We'll be back, y'all, OG Sundays.
say good evening. I'm very proud of you. But you all know, I grew up in the South during Jim Crow, lived through segregation, I lived through integration. We moved to Los Angeles to have a better life and found that things were very similar there as they were down South. So as a mother of three boys, we tried to raise them on my own. Wasn't perfect, but best I could, and I'm proud of my son, and I just want to say I love Louis, and thank you for doing the show, and keep doing what you're doing. People need to hear this.
sounds so beautiful. Don't you all agree? Don't worry about nothing, though, because we got Cousin Marcy up next with that Marcy's Minutes, y'all. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah. Now we got Cousin Marcy with that Marcy's Minute for the evening. Get him, cuzzo.
Yay, yay, yay. Mic check 1212. Thank you so much, cuzzo, queen, and listeners. Get on in here for this Marcy's Minute, April 7th, 2024. All right, y'all. Any my man, and I'm sticking beside him news. Aoki Lou Simmons popped out, confirms Vittorio Asaf is her boyfriend. While the internet is going up over Aoki Lee Simmons and Vittorio Asaf lip-locking, sis is feeling unbothered at least. That's the energy she gave when she went live from their last day in St. Bart's. Aoki Lee filmed herself inside of a car while accompanying Vittorio. It has been about 24 hours since they went viral for their beachside PDA. Now, as mentioned, Aoki went live on her Instagram. Livebites caught the footage of the 21-year-old, seemingly confirming that 65-year-old Asaf is her boyfriend. That's right, her man, y'all. I'm so sad, but I'm very sad, very happy, and when I return home, everybody who knows me will be getting a happier, more chilled-out version of me, Simmons said. She added that her boyfriend was checking in at the airport in advance. Then he joined her in the car, and during the drive, she asked him his favorite part of their trip so far. Barf. She kept him off camera, and he laughed before getting straight to the question. You, to be with you, Vittorio Asaf said. Now his 65-year-old greatness. As you know, Aoki Lee Simmons is the daughter of hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons and Kimora Lee Simmons, who seemed to be a little bit disturbed and posted a video of a mama panda bear dragging her baby panda bear with the caption reading, "On my last damn nerves." I bet so. But mom, you and the father have quite an age difference yourself. I'll just keep my eye on this because Aoki politely put it in our face this week. Moving right along, congratulations are in order to South Carolina as they finish their perfect season with NCAA championship, beating Clark in Iowa 87-75. Camila Cardoso delivered once again for Dawn Staley and South Carolina. A perfect finish, a dynasty, a team too big for Caitlin Clark and Iowa this time around. Cardoso had 15 points and a career-high 17 rebounds, and South Carolina completed its perfect season with the 87-75 victory over Clark and the Hawkeyes in the NCAA championship game on Sunday. With Staley directing a relentless attack from the sideline, the Gamecocks 38-0 became the 10th division one team to go through a season without a loss. That is pretty impressive. They accomplished the feat after they lost all five starters from last season's team that lost to Clark's squad in the national semifinals. When young people lock in and have a belief and have a trust, and their parents have that same trust, this is what can happen, Staley said. They made history. They etched their names in the history book. So shout out to you, Miss Dawn Staley. This is, in fact, her third title as a NCAA coach, two-time Olympic champion herself. That girl is just doing it. So congratulations to you. And finally, the minimum wage heaven gates have flooded open, y'all. As of April 1st, 2024, the minimum wage in California for fast food restaurant employees is a whopping, drumroll please, $20 an hour. That's right. You have heard me correctly, y'all. Some cities and counties have higher minimum wages than the state's rate. There's a list that you can go ahead and pull up on california.gov, and it'll break down all the new minimum wage requirements for moving on from April 1st. So all fast food restaurant employees, I'm talking your McDonald's, your Wingstops, your Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, who are covered by the new law, they must be paid at least $20 per hour. If you want more information than what California.gov page is giving you, go to the fast food minimum wage frequently asked questions, and you can go ahead and get some information there. Now, on the flip side of that, McDonald's menu prices have increased by over 100% during the last decade. That's part of the reason why, of course. some Chicago branches, you might be able to get a Big Mac meal now for $18. Meanwhile, in Connecticut, you're going to do $7.29 for an Egg McMuffin on its own, $5.69 for the side of hash browns. Quarter pounder McCheese meal is going for an $11.99. That's just a small. I remember back in my Calvin days, you could get a number two meal for $2.99. Supersize it, you wouldn't be paying more than $4. Wow, how times have changed. For those of us who may have experienced a little rough and toughness from fast food workers, hopefully this new increase in their wages might get some better service in some of those establishments. And that'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Queen G-Lou, back to y'all.
Yeah, I sure was going
to
say that. Maybe we can go ahead, King.
No, I was saying shout out to you, Marcy, and then I'm gonna just say this and let you land, Queen. I was gonna say I think that's great. First, the minimum wage has been lifted, right? But I was gonna ask, how do you think the after effects of that are gonna be? Of course, his minimum wage went up, but obviously, it's gonna be some changes how they do stuff as well. Like you said, higher prices already, but I'm sure. You know, now that's going to affect even how they hire people. You know what I mean? It's not like your average Joe going to be able to go in there now and just get a or I don't know. How do you think that's going to affect good and bad?
I'll take that one after Queen. What was your response?
Oh, that's what I was going to speak on, is that I pray that the customer service does change with the minimum wage. So hopefully when they are doing the hiring, that they have a little come a little stiffer, come with more stipulations, just period, because however it is a job, no matter what your pay rate is, you when you sign that contract,
customer service,
that application,
customer service is real bad right now.
It's terrible. And that's why you have these fights through the drive-thru. That's why you have the fights inside the lobby. Like, who does that? You know, so hopefully they would change their way of doing their interviews and they can change their application.
They will. They will.
Yeah,
now.
Make these
that's
people.
That's going to give them a reason. They're not going to just, that's why I asked that. I don't think they're just going to hire anybody now. Like, you got to have, not credentials, obviously, but it's going to be a little, I think, different because they have to look out for themselves, too. If they're paying someone $20 an hour opposed to what they were, they're going to make sure they have top quality customer service and people in there, right? So that's why I was just asking, what do you think the effects of that are going to be?
Absolutely. And before Cousin Marcy, say this real quick before I forget. Also, Walmart has this large lawsuit going for people suing them for the produce and the poultry and the seafood, you know, all the stuff going up. And I seen this on the news this morning, and they've settled. They said they'd rather settle than to go through it. So anybody that, you know, I don't know if people still keep their groceries receipts, but if you do, you can get in on that lawsuit. Even if you don't, you can get on that lawsuit, but you would only get $10 to $25. But it's out there for Walmart. And I did notice going to go get some turkey wings last week how much they were. And I was like, damn, turkey wings are damn near $15 now when they used to just be $8 and some change. So, but I don't have my receipts. But that's something, if you guys keep receipts, to check it out. Get, no matter what the kibbles is, get your bits. Because still with your money spent.
That's right. That's right. Because if I got to pay $18 for a quarter pounder with cheese, well, I need all my little change.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But what's going to happen, y'all, is already happening since they do have that high, you know, dollar amount that they have to pay to people. So the first thing they're going to do is always cheaper to keep an employee on than to hire a new one. So they're just going to do the norm. They're going to start cutting hours, okay? You might have been getting 5 days a week. Now you're going to be getting only 24 hours a week, but it should make up with the wage difference because remember, y'all, the complaint that most of these people had, they couldn't even afford after working their full two-week shift to even eat the food that they're serving. They couldn't get groceries. They couldn't, you know what I mean? So they were... You know,
right.
They were underprivileged.
Right.
And then you got people, I'm not saying that all of these fights stem from the customers, but there's a lot of times I've had four fast food jobs. it's a lot of times the customer will come in and they'll just have a problem from the gate. And I don't think anyone deserves that. But, yeah, the customer service and the interview process, hopefully it will reflect that, you know, that's a big rate. And remember, most of your people on the streets would say, okay, well, I'm working for McDonald's. They chump change, you know, they're too good for that or whatever the case may be. Well, now it's literally like no excuse. You know, so it's going to be interesting to see how it turns out. And hopefully the quality of the food doesn't get any worse. I'm not a big partaker in fast food every week. But I do hear that the Quarter Pounder, it is the only real hamburger meat at McDonald's. So,
it is the only real hamburger meat because you can get them to cook
That's that kangaroo.
Yeah.
That's that kangaroo
meat. That's me with. Absolutely, King. That you said that kangaroo.
Yeah, and it is good.
McDonald's got that kangaroo meat.
Oh my god! Right.
Shout out to my brothers and sisters.
First, I
need to get in on this and tighten up because I think too it's going to affect a lot of our brothers and sisters, especially in like California, in those areas where, you know, it's already hard, and you know the brown person took over all that. They get all the jobs, so it's like we got to tighten up, and even for those jobs, you know, do a little better, man, because they pushing us out of that too. You know what I mean? So just a message. Let me go to the phone line. We got a caller out there. Caller, hello. Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Big Burpee calling in from Bompton. I just wanted to say, man.
Okay.
Speak on the McDonald's situation. Cousin Marcy, you had it absolutely correct. And it's going on here in the Bay. They are basically just cutting hours. So just because you get the dumb hour, you're going to have limited hours. So you're still going to be in the poverty area. It's really not going to help you. Most people are going to quit. They're closing down, like In-N-Out Burger in Oakland got shut down last week. They left the
whole. Oh, wow. In-N-Out?
Because you know all the long lines are always In-N-Out. People was getting jacked in line, so In-N-Out couldn't stand.
Wow.
They actually left the whole city. But, yeah, it's the Burger King near my house that just opened up, and it's not one white person or black person. It is all Latinos in there. And if you don't look inside your bag, the orders are messed up. And this place is brand new, grand opening. They're really not going to care. So you can screen them as much as you want, but once they get in there, they're not really going to care. Because like you said, when they see that first check, they're going to be mad. They're really going to be mad.
That's true, though. Like you said, they're going to find a way to work it out.
Exactly, because like Mark's
going to be getting overtime with that
$20 for a Big Mac. And it's funny because the size of the Big Macs is like a kiddie burger. You ain't even getting a real
They're smaller. Apple. They're not like they used to be.
They're not nowhere near out of here.
They shrunk.
Everywhere.
My grandson went from the kids' meal to, he said, I want an adult burger. Okay, that's what you call an adult burger. That's what he said. He don't want that little box no more.
One more thing, if you all will give me this. What they also are going to start doing, you're going to pay attention to this too, you all. They're going to start closing a lot of the lobbies. They're already doing it, again, out here. But my girl works at one already, and the people just can't believe at Starbucks they're going to have double drive-thrus. So there's going to be a lot of that, and that's also going to take down the need to have more people on the inside, you know, because a lot of Starbucks now is just like it's turning into homeless encampments. And, you know, it's just I'm with shut the lobby down for my girl's sake, but, yeah, it's going to be more of that coming too. So get ready for that drive-thru onlys.
Do the homeless be up in there?
Yes, they do.
Oh, they,
I can vouch
they be
for that.
In there
I can vouch for that because they still the internet
and
code. All in the Bay Area.
In the Bay Area,
all the P's and girls go there, and they can sit there in the parking lot and steal the internet code. And the homeless is panhandling. They're panhandling out in front. Yeah,
wow.
it's man, the state of the economy is crazy, man.
It truly really is.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody gonna really get no money. But man, what I want to ask of y'all, it's been a rough week for me. My Instagram and Facebook got hacked, and it was so funny. Mm. I woke up one morning, and it said your password has been changed. And I tried to get into my Facebook, and I couldn't do it. It's like, wow. Then next thing I know, and it told me the hour that it was changed. Told me it was done from a phone number in L.A. But it didn't give me the phone number. It gave me the last four numbers. So me and my daughter tried to figure out a way to, you know, get my account back. So we went through all the steps, and we got down to the last verification. All I had to do was click one button, and it was going to give me a code to go and reset the password. And I never got the code. So we did it multiple times. So the person, then I get another alert where it said that your password has been changed again. So whoever had it, the codes, the verification code was going to their phone. They had hijacked the notifications. So now they got my email. They changed my email and my password. So I have nothing. There's some white girl that's on my page. So if you guys go to my Facebook page and you see my original post where I have a brown outfit on, it's been hacked. I can't get into it. And it's scaring the hell out of me because all my DMs are, man, I got messages from celebrities and phone numbers and all kind of stuff. I haven't even been able to get in contact with Switch because I have no way to do it. So Cheyenne put up a post on my page to alert the people that I had been hacked, and that got deleted. So I need all my fans, followers, and friends to go to my Facebook page, post something on my wall, say that this
and
is not...
And report that person.
Yes, please do that for me. And that whoever it is going to take it down. She has two posts that are right up under my pen. And I got a face. I try to research that. That comes out fake. And it's from some old Bitcoin type shit. So I've been officially hijacked. There's nothing I could do. I couldn't even report it back to the help center because all the notifications go to the hacker. So I was instructed by a friend to start up a new Facebook page. So I did that. So now we're trying to work on a way to be able to talk to the help center, explain to them that I've been hacked. So if you do put a post on my wall, once they get the notification, they're going to take it down. But I figure at least if people could do that, they'll know. So I don't even know if the Switch situation is going to go down because they left me their email address and their phone number in my DMs. All my DMs are going to be compromised. They could be saying some crazy stuff to people in my DMs. I have no idea. It's not me. I don't know what I could possibly do. And I've worked years to establish, you know, those Facebook in my I can't even see my Instagram.
Right.
I don't even know if y'all could even see that. That's completely gone. And I have no access to nothing on my Facebook page.
Wow.
So if any fans, followers,
so to confirm,
family,
that was you I was talking to in the DM the other night, though.
Yes,
right?
That was me because I had I started a new page. So I could at least go to my original page to see what's happening. If you guys go to my original page right now, go under my pin post, you're going to see the hacker has two posts on there. And it's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And
everybody knew when it said
that,
talking about that beacon, I think it was, everybody knew that that wasn't you then. At that point, it was like, this is not sweet.
They even took my picture. She even took my picture and put my picture in the post saying that you get, like I got $18,000 from her and DM her directly. So it's messed up because she has access to all these celebrity people, all these people, man, all my business contacts, everything is in my DMs. And she can be just ruining my career. She can be cussing people loud. She can be doing anything, and there's nothing I could do.
I can't explain it to them.
I know. I'm saying I can't explain it to nobody because I don't know what she's done. I don't even know if it's even a girl or not. But it's nothing I really could do because I don't know what she said. So I try to put another request to switch, but they haven't answered it yet because they probably think that that's fake. So I'm not even sure if the switch interview is going to go down. I'm just so happy that Blog Talk is back up and running. Because I tried to,
Blog Talk's tripping too, huh?
I tried to come in on Wednesday, nothing. Tried to come in on Friday, and just kicked me off.
But they got you too on Thursday, right? Because it did that to me when I tried to call your show on Thursday.
Yes, they got me on Thursday. I was programmed, ready to roll, and it was a done deal. So I figured, okay, well, maybe it should be cool by next week. But nah, I can't even confirm. Well, they did get the flyer, but I have no way of contacting them because I never responded back to I responded to the DM, but I never was able to save their email or the phone number. So I have no way of even contacting them at all. And I'm just feel compromised, and I'm just hoping that if just post anything on my page, please. All your listeners, just post anything on my wall where I have the brown photo. That's my original page. Post something, and let's see by tomorrow, is it going to be deleted? Because if it gets deleted, that means that these persons are monitoring my every move, and they're trying to do whatever they're going to do. So it can happen to you. So if y'all could help me, because I never would have thought that something like that, man, would compromise my whole fucking get down.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it really is crazy, man. It really is crazy.
That super, super sucks. No more.
After years of being on Facebook, all my friends are real. I don't buy followers. All that shit was organically made. All my pictures, everything is there. And it's nothing I could do, man. So I'm just hoping I'm not getting slandered in my DMs. I don't know what their reason is. And it's just messed up, man. It's messed up. So pray for me that everything will work out. And it's going to be impossible for me to damn near build up another Facebook page to get my followers and all of that shit back. But so I don't have an Instagram. I can't even do that now. So I don't even know how I'm going to be able to broadcast this show. I'll figure it out. If it even go down. So I'm not doing that great, man. Y'all just post anything on my page and telling people, tell people that this shit is fake. It AM. If you want to holler at him, go to his new Facebook page. Something. Please do that for me, y'all.
What's the new page?
It's going to be Tweak Alec as well. It's a different picture. I think I have on a... Damn, I forgot what color shirt I got on. But, it's not going to be the one in brown. I actually forgot what color shirt that I got on. Oh, well, actually, Queen Jean would know because I sent her the friend request. So, Queen Jean, if you could just tell everybody.
It's a white T-shirt.
Yeah. That's the new one. That's the brand new one.
Looking out the window. Yeah.
Yes, that's the brand new one. Big shout out to Reverend Ali for taking that picture, too. But, man, please do that. Please do that. And if the hacker go in and delete, because Cheyenne put like 4 messages up and it didn't even take but about 10 minutes and they all got deleted.
Yeah, you have a pinned up there, so
So it's right under the pin is where all of is where the hacker is at. So just do a regular post, you know, and say, look, due to this account has been hacked, we have a tweet catalog, please refer to his new page, or don't respond to the people. He doesn't have access to this account. And then we'll see how long it'll take for them to delete it. They delete it, then I am screwed. I just don't want everybody to get all my messages. And, man, it's celebrities. I mean, for all my shit is there, man. Good Lord. That's the messed up one.
Sometimes it takes some time. We're going to pray But they'll get it together. It might take a couple of weeks, but as long as you stay on, I'm talking about Facebook itself, you just go through the whole process on there. They'll verify the issue and get it together. It just might take some weeks.
I just hope so. I just don't want
motherfucker don't got weeks.
And exactly, and I don't want them to be harassing people in my DMs. family, friends, all the messages that we all have had together collectively. I'm talking about just us.
Yeah,
I'm not even talking about the celebrities and family and friends. All of that's right there, man. They got access to all of that. And it's like, fuck, if they doing some derogatory stuff, man, my whole reputation can be tarnished. I don't even know how they was able to do that. Yeah, they changed
the same way
with and my password.
You got these hackers. This happened to my daughter, and then it happened to my brother. Well, people are calling you, and they're calling from the same number as your bank. They know all the protocol. They know everything to ask. And you think you're talking to a representative from your bank, and you're verifying this and verifying that. My daughter got took. She got took for something over $40,000. But they got it back.
You serious?
I'm very serious. And they play the music. They come. They call you from the number that's your bank number. They know how to just... Yeah, these hackers, these scammers, they know they shit, and they out there doing it. And it happened to my brother, like I said, and it happened to my daughter. And I'm sitting up here listening to my daughter talking to these people, and they're saying, "Well, your account, we think your account is being hacked," and these are the hackers.
Wow.
And she's verifying. They're telling her her information. She's verifying it, and you know everything is being verified. So they have everything. And then
I wonder why me. It ain't like that I'm that high profile that they would pick me out of everybody on Facebook to hack my account. Why the fuck me, of all people? I don't understand that. But
I know you just
got to
be careful out here.
Let's need all the listeners, man, to post something, man. Oh, man, post something, and let's see by the morning it's going to all be deleted. Because if you do it, if you post it, take a screenshot for me or a picture of it. So at least I have enough evidence that when I do can possibly get in contact with Facebook, I'll be able to send those, you know, send those all the pictures that we have on how it's being deleted. It'll be time stamped and all of that, man, so I can get my life back. I truly appreciate
yes, sir.
Listeners if y'all could do that for me.
Yes, sir. Say less, tweet.
Done deal, man. You guys, man, great show tonight, though, for real, though. You was hitting this with some shit that kind of made me laugh and smiles like, wow, that's so cool, man. Because, I'm Debbie Downer tonight, man, for real, dude.
Man.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Man.
It's years of work, you know. You
that's
feel
a rough patch.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I feel you, brother. I definitely
God
do.
God bless each and every one of y'all, man, for looking out for me. Tell everybody.
You
tell
too.
All the
you're just going
to
be
players.
Okay.
Tell all the haters to tell a player, just put something on my wall, something to tell the people that, man, this shit is fake. Please do that for me, y'all. If I
gotta
send everybody a donation, a dollar, I cash up it. Everybody that do it, I give a dollar. Something, man. I give a dollar. Man, I need help, y'all. Pray for me, though.
Don't call Mark on the main line. You got to call Mark Zuckerberg.
We got you.
Yep. One love, man. Thank y'all, man, for listening to me.
One love.
One love, Tweed. Much love.
Thank you.
Get head up, Tweed.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess we'll end it on that note. I'm going to leave it up to Queen Jean, the musical supervisor, to take us out of here with the what they call that at the end. Of the sermon or
the benediction.
Take us out of here with the benediction, okay?
Yeah, that part.
The benediction.
Everybody stand up. Everybody stand up.
Hey,
for real,
when,
we gotta pray.
There's been times in our lives, and I say ours because I'm talking about myself, when we try to figure out how come we weren't part of the crowd anymore. And people was tripping. You got to remember that God took you out of that crowd for a reason, you know, because your path is different, and you got to know your path. So,
you need a tie, I give you a tie and a white business.
So, yeah. And then just always remember to let your day begin with God before it begins with the world. Make sure your day begins with God before it begins with the world. It's like, setting the tone, you know, connect to the source before that. And when God wants to start a movement, he doesn't start with the best people. He starts with the broken. And always feed your faith and not your fears. And that's what I want you guys to take into the week, because it is a new week. And as you hear, there's so many things going on out there, so many things happening out there. You got to stay connected to the source, and you got to do what else, King G. Luke?
You got to stay prayed up, because 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K.
Yeah, that's a must. That's mandatory, y'all. That is really mandatory, you know, as to some it may sound cliche, but that is mandatory to stay prayed up, because they will make you weak if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Queen Cousin Marcy, what you got to say?
Absolutely. 7 days of, you see your amen corners over here, y'all, and a special prayer for Tweed Cadillac. I'm going to get that situation rectified. I believe in that. Let's lift one another up this week. I had a ball with y'all tonight. Hope y'all enjoyed me, and I'll see y'all next time. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
Peace
and love, y'all.
Light,
till next time. Have a great week, and we'll see ya. God bless.
Yeah.